Welcome back, everyone, to the Voice of Ashland Empire Basketball. We are about to start the boys' game. They also are playing the Charles Wright Terrier tonight. So Mark Schneider and John Yates will be bringing you all the action. Referees stepping into the middle of the circle in center court, and Rafferty Coped Nielsen wins the tip for Bashon. Right to Brent Calhoun. Calhoun back to Rafferty on the near wing, and as Rafferty gives the ball back to a cutting Calhoun, Brent goes down on the floor, twisted his ankle, appears to be in a lot of pain.
Yeah, so, he landed hard on a jump stop receiving that pass.
Yeah.
After he landed, he went down.
So we're getting the injury timeout here as the trainer for Vashon and Ben Larson, the coach for Vashon, go over to see how Brent's doing. That would be a huge loss for Vashon.
I hate to see that start. He had a great cut.
Yeah. I wonder if he may have come down on the defensive player's foot. I'm not sure. So they're over there talking to him. And the other starters for Vashon are Sage Stromberg, who is back because he hurt his ankle in the last game that we
see him back.
Yeah, so he's back now. Jude Dardot and Brent Coley are the other four starters for Vashon. Charles Wright starts Jeremy Young, Adrian Park, Dante Enderitu, Ty Ty Lee, and Louis Vanderplog. So, Louis, a 6'4 junior. He'll be the tallest one on the court, as I think he's just a little bit taller than Rafferty Coped Nielsen.
Yeah, it'll be a good matchup. Bullseye.
Yeah.
Man.
So, Brent's still down.
He's still working with the trainers, and you can almost hear a pin drop in the gym right now, to be honest.
Yeah, there is. Everybody's. It's always concerning when a kid gets hurt. Yeah. You know, you don't like to see that. You know, play sports. Now they've got Brent up, both coach and the trainer, helping him walk off the floor so he doesn't have to put weight. Looks like it's the left ankle that Brent's hurt. So
he's not putting any weight on it.
No. Well, so they'll get him over to the sideline where the trainer can hopefully get some ice on that and assess better what's going on.
Yeah.
We're going to get Nolan Castro coming in for Brent Calhoun. Castro, senior Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, probably earlier than anticipated, but
yep.
The typical flow of his entrance into the game, usually sometime in the first quarter, but he's a ball of energy.
The play is resumed. Brent Coley working with the ball, and against Dante Enderitu. Ball knocked away, but Brent gets it back over to Sage Stromberg and out to Rafferty Coped Nielsen as Rafferty goes to the hoop with a nice move from out on the wing. Got all the way there, but walked on the way.
Yeah, and that was close.
It was close. Yeah, but I think it was a good call. Yeah.
Full court press coming from the Pirates.
Yep. So now that was Ty Ty Lee with the ball into Vanderplog. Vanderplog with a shot from about 8 feet out, misses. Rebound, Nolan Castro. Nolan gets the ball up the floor quickly, going to set up the offense there. Looks like the Charles Wright is playing man-to-man defense. Sage Stromberg, top of the arc, takes a three, misses, rebound, gets knocked around, and Stromberg comes up with it. Back out to Jude Dardot, over to Coley. Coley now looking for a high screen from Rafferty, and as he goes around, we're going to get a foul going against Charles Wright. That's going to go against Louis Vanderplog for the Terriers. Jude Dardot will take the ball out of bounds for Vashon. Setting up the inbound play. Ball comes into backcourt into Sage Stromberg. Stromberg bringing the ball into front court. Over to Coley, far side wing. And Jude Dardot goes up in the middle of the key. Shot, miss, rebound, Charles Wright. That was Jeremy Njonga who got the rebound.
A nice pump fake by Dardot. Just couldn't get it to finish.
Yep. know, Ty Lee working with the ball, calling out the play, but kind of frustrated that he wasn't getting the reaction from his teammates that he wanted. Now down low to Indoritu. But
3 seconds.
3 seconds in the key. Okay. Against, going against Charles Wright. Because I was wondering why the referee blew the whistle all of a sudden. 6:19 to go in the game. No score yet. Not in the game in the first quarter. Jude Dardot with the ball off to Coley. Coley into the key. Bounce pass into Gus Weber. As Weber goes in, he misses the shot but gets fouled. Going to the line for two.
Yeah, nice pass by Coley and nice slip by Weber there to get that open look.
Yeah, so Castro is out of the game and Weber is in.
Weber just checked in and making an impact right away.
Yep. So Gus, first of his two free throws, and he hits that one. 1-0 Pirates.
He was a nice little spark plug off the bench from the last game as well.
Second shot coming. There it is. And that one rims in and out. And ball goes off of Vachon and out of bounds. Off of the Terriers and out of bounds. Jude Dardot will do the honors. Pirates setting up their inbound play. Ball comes in to Rafferty Kofed Nielsen. Nielsen looking for a little bit of help. Finds it in Sage Stromberg. And Stromberg hits a three from out on the far wing.
And that's a great effort by Rafferty to not to get some pressure on that free throw and extend and get the Pirates an extra possession there. Three more points.
Yep, 4-0 Pirates, 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Ty Lee working with the ball. He's going to give it off to Indoritu. Back to Lee. Lee now into the key. Nothing there as the Pirates cut him off. Charles Wright working the ball around. Down to 4 seconds on the shot clock. Vanderplug is going to take a wild shot now. Nothing there as he misses the rim. Jude Dardot is there to collect it on the backside. Dardot going to pass it off to Brent Coley. Near side wing back into Dardot. Dribbles into the key. Nothing there. Over to Rafferty. Rafferty, a three from the far corner. 7-0 Vachon.
Rafferty showing his range and a great defensive possession by the Pirates on the previous time down the floor with this really solid 2-3 zone that they're coming out with.
Indoritu dribbles into the key. Nothing there as the Pirates zone cuts him off. Now back in. Passes out to Jeremy and Young. Ty Lee. The Terriers are quick, but the Pirates are playing good defense, and now we get the wild pass up the floor intended for Gus Weber, but it finds the hands of Ty Lee.
You've got a Charles Wright player down. It looks like it might have been a rolled ankle.
Oh, yep.
Right.
So another timeout, official timeout by the referee is, I think that's Njong. It is. Jeremy Njonga.
And it looked like it was an ankle roll, but he's still clutching it.
Yeah. Vachon trainer out on the floor now with the Charles Wright coach. And looking over the Charles Wright player. So hopefully he'll be able to return. Like I said, Charles Wright, they look quick. They can get into the key. They're not big, except for Vanderblog. He's the height on the team.
They've really matched Vachon with the speed and intensity so far. It kind of just happens to be 7-0.
Yeah.
But, they've come out pretty fast, too. And this is another...
So they're going to help Njong off the floor. He's putting a little weight on it, but being assisted by the trainer and the coaches. So good to see him walking. He possibly could be back.
Yeah, I'm recovering from a leg injury myself, so I'm very cognizant and aware of these two injuries that have happened so far. So really hoping the best for both of these players.
So play will resume now. Ty Lee bringing the ball into front court. Pirates in the 2-3 zone, giving a lot of fits to Charles Wright. Now they try and find Vanderblog under the basket. He's too far into the basket, and he brings the ball down low. He's stripped by Brent Coley, and they call him for 3 seconds in the key.
Great swarming defense. And Vanderblog's got to keep that ball above his head, or the Vachon player are just going to come in and reach for it.
Say Stromberg dribbles into the key. Tries to find a cutting Gus Weber. Ball comes out. Stromberg able to recover it, backs out, takes a 10-foot jumper, misses it, rebound Charles Wright, Ty Lee with the ball now. Owen Coley on defense, knocks the ball away, but picked up by Dominic Green. Charles Wright working with the ball, and they're set on the offense. Vanderplug out high. Going to give it off to Enderitu. And Enderitu misses his shot. Rafferty on the rebound for Vashon. Going to give it to Gus Weber. Weber brings it into front court, and Sage Stromberg gets the pass on the far wing, and as he receives it, Dominic Green fouls him. Dominic Green has two different colored shoes on.
He does, yeah. Yeah. I just noticed that.
Pink and yellow.
And there for a school with green and white colors.
Yeah.
I was getting them confused a little bit when I first came in, because it's a green and white team.
Oh, the green and white team, right. Nolan Castro back in the game now. Sage Stromberg out. Owen Coley work with the ball. He's going to take a three. There it is. He hits it. Owen Coley with a nice kind of a fadeaway three.
Beautiful move and a great crossover to utilize, almost go opposite where the ball screen was supposed to come. The defender thought he was going to utilize the ball screen to his left, but decided to just cross over and step to the right. A really smooth-looking three-pointer, and all of a sudden it's 10-0.
Yes. 3:22 to go in the first quarter. Charles Wright with four team fouls. Vashon with no team fouls. Vashon had, last game we saw, Mark, that Vashon had a little bit of foul trouble. They had about three players with three and four fouls, and so they can manage that better tonight.
But. Yeah, and it could be just check mark for Coach Ben Larson to potentially recognize that after last game and make that a point of emphasis during some of their practices. Perhaps that happened. I don't have that insight, but we aren't seeing the same. We're seeing aggressiveness, but not fouling from Vashon this time around compared to their game last week.
Right. So after the timeout, both teams out on the floor. Pirates will come with Gus Weber, Nolan Castro, Jude Dardot, Rafferty, Kofed Nielsen, and Owen Coley. Charles Wright, Ty Lee into the front court or to Enderitu. Looking high post to Vanderblog, but nothing there. The Pirates are cutting him off. Dominic Green passing to him. He loses the handle, picked up by Weber. Weber tries to hit Nolan Castro running down the floor, but leads him a little too far. Ball comes out, picked up by Charles Wright. Ty Lee working with it in the front court now. Over to Adrian Park in the game for Charles Wright. Park dribbles there, but Castro cuts him off. Now Vanderblog too far from the basket for 6-4. Just has to pass off. And ball comes loose, picked up by Jude Dardot. As Dardot goes to the hoop, he's actually tripped from behind by one of the Terriers. No call. Misses the lay-in, and Enderitu goes to the key with a spinning sort of jump lay-in type thing.
Yeah, acrobatic move.
Yeah, acrobatic move. He scores.
Not a foul on
10-2 Vashon. 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Now bounce pass into Coley. Coley gets to the hoop. Had an open look. Misses it. Rebound Charles Wright.
Nice back door and nice speed. Just couldn't finish.
Yeah, just couldn't quite get there. And Enderitu with the ball near side wing. Now kind of slows it down. Looking high post to Dominic Green, trying to open up a lane. And now as we go to the hoop, we're going to get a foul on the floor going against Vashon. That is on Nolan Castro.
It looks like Enderitu got a little push off on Castro. So in my opinion, it could have gone either way. But ball stays with Charles Wright.
Ty Lee will inbound for Charles Wright. Looking for some help. Having trouble finding long inlet into Enderitu. Enderitu into the key. Pulls up, takes the jumper, misses. Rafferty on the rebound for Vashon. Going to give it off to Owen Coley. Coley quickly up the floor, looking for a seam. Kind of backs out and then just charges in and able to score on the lay-in.
Love that little hesitation move. Kind of giving that little pause halfway down and drive to open up more space. And great help defense by Rafferty on the last possession for the Pirates.
12-2 Vashon. Enderitu with the ball now. And got a timeout by the Charles Wright coach. As I think he had players out of position. He had two men in the high post, basically right next to each other, and I don't think they were supposed to be.
Yeah, the rotations were going off. But good timeout by Coach Knowles.
So a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Vashon up 10-12-2.
I'm super impressed with Vashon's defense so far in the quarter. Kind of have had a really solid 2-3 zone, peppered in some full court press, and also switched up. And a couple of the possessions have been man-to-man, but they have not been getting anywhere near the lane.
No, no. And basically, they're forcing shots.
Yep.
And
Kofa Nielsen, that is his paint right now.
Yeah. So, Charles Wright, after the timeout, will start their possession. They go down to Vanderplug, and then Enderitu into the key, kicks a long pass out to Ty Ty Lee as time runs out on the shot clock, and Lee did get it off. Rims off, rebound by Rafferty Kofed Nielsen. Now Nolan Castro into the lane. Ooh, nice move by Nolan as he just,
I'm not even sure what you call that. He just sort of slipped between two defenders after a hesitation move and able to put the ball up and scores.
Pure athleticism.
Yeah.
Great move by Castro.
And to reach over to Lee. Lee takes a three, misses, rebound Castro for Vashon.
Forcing a lot of quick shots. So testament to Vashon's defense.
Nolan now with the... Oh, ha-ha. Gus Weber was trying to go inside to a cutting Nolan Castro. Actually tipped away by Charles Wright. Somehow ends up in the hands of Castro. He reverses the lay-in and scores with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Now it's down to 12. Lee taking a three from the corner. Ball comes out and off of Owen Coley. Goes out of bounds, so Charles Wright will get the possession with 8.7 seconds to go.
The basketball gods knew that Weber had a great spot and still needed to reward him with it.
Yeah, Ty Ty Lee into the key, kicks it out to Enderitu. Enderitu caught three, but as he went up to shoot it, actually lost the handle on the ball.
Active hands by Gus Weber, by Weber. He's had a really quarter off the bench. Him and, of course, Owen Castro, as always, off the bench has been strong. But
yep.
No complaints so far for one quarter.
No. So Vashon 16 points in the first quarter. Charles Wright, 2. And I think most of the possessions for Vashon have been pretty high quality. They've moved the ball well. They're cutting to the basket well and making good passes.
Not seeing many turnovers.
No.
It's been a really comprehensive first quarter so far by Vashon. And Charles Wright, they're keeping up with the speed and the pace, and they are also aggressive on defense. Vashon, I think, is just executing right now.
Right. Vashon's 2-3 zone is not giving anything to Charles Wright. When Vanderblog, the 6'4" guy, is 30 feet from the basket, I'm telling you that the defense is frustrating because I would think that he would be inside. Kind of how they use Bell Russell.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Why isn't he just moving to the
going from high from free throw line to block to free throw line back to the other
line? Yeah,
working in a triangle there.
Right.
But, when a shot clock ends with a fadeaway 3-pointer.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a good defensive possession.
Right.
There's been a couple of those. We've heard the shot clock siren go off a few times already.
So Charles Wright will start with the possession after the timeout, and it started. Park with the ball, going to give it off to Enderitu, back to Lee. Park gets it from the near far corner, and Park hits a three for Charles Wright. 16-5, Vashon. Nolan Castle will bring the ball up the floor for the Pirates. Give it off to Rafferty Cofield Nielsen, get it right back. Takes it in, up off the glass, misses. Rebound by Lee. They're into Vanderblog. Vanderblog takes the shot from 5 feet out on the low block, misses. Gets his own rebound and kicks it back out high to Enderitu. That did not change the shot clock, though, because he didn't hit the rim. So down to 10 seconds on the shot clock, and now we're going to get Lee taking a shot. He misses, and Vanderplug goes to the floor, but Sage Stromberg comes up with a rebound for Vashon. Stromberg working with the ball, looking for some help, gets it from Castro. Castro, near side wing, hits Dardot going into the key. Dardot not there. Rafferty Kofed Nielsen, open three and hits it.
Second one of the game.
Yeah.
Showing his range.
Yep. He's got three from third
corner. Love it.
19-5, Vashon. Charles Wright with the ball. Enderitu over to Park. and Park, Lee, and Indoritu working with the ball. Pirates not letting anyone into the key. Now Park gets the free throw line, takes a shot. He misses. Dominic Green on the rebound and the putback, but missed both. However, it was fouled by Vachon going to the line for two with Dominic Green. And that was Jude Dardot on the foul. So Dominic Green, he of the two different colored shoes, misses his first free throw.
I think there's about almost every color represented of shoe style across both teams on the floor right
yeah.
now. Got the full color wheel, everyone combined with their shoes.
Green misses his second free throw also. Rebound Vachon. Now Castro into the key. Ball comes loose, but he corrals, gets it out to Coley. Coley, three from the corner and misses it. Rebound Charles Reif, but Sage Stromberg flying in from the free throw line, knocks the ball away and out of bounds, but it is over to Charles Wright.
Love seeing him crash the boards like that.
Yeah.
That was great, even though they didn't get the offensive rebound. Still love the effort.
Charles Wright trying to get something, anything from their offense. Vachon giving them nothing. Vachon in man-to-man defense now. Park into the key. Fadeaway jumper misses everything. Owen Coley, though, is there to get it before it goes out of bounds. Coley quickly up the floor, going to take it all the way down, up off the glass, misses, but he gets fouled. He'll go to the line for two. I guess that's going to go against Ty Lee. It does.
Good take by Coley. Good hard take and aggressive take and getting into the line there. Love to see it.
So, Owen lining up the first of his two shots. Ball is away, and it is good, giving the Pirates 20 points, 5:47 to go in the second quarter.
Both Coley and Castro can really get downhill on their drives. That's a real asset to the game and tough to stop when they do get an opening due to their speed and agility.
Yep. So Coley hits second free throw, 21-5. Charles Wright Park, near side wing. Gets it out to Indoritu. Charles Wright, like I say, just trying to find anything. Now they get Indoritu trying to drive into the key, but nothing there. Spin move, but has to pass off to Lee. Lee into the key, throws up a crazy shot. Ball rims off. Lee gets his own rebound, still in the key. Tries to split Coley and Kofed Nielsen. And I think Kofed Nielsen blocked Lee's shot as he went to the hoop, but Lee's sort of a man possessed out there.
Yeah, I can't believe he got rim on that first shot. Almost a crazy acrobatic finish, but they're working the ball around, and I do see a little more high post action from Vanderpool. But I do notice with Charles Wright's zone defense, no screens. You can still set a lot of screens going against the zone, but they're really just relying on ball movement and not really penetrating the bash on defense.
Indoritu into the key now, kicks it out to Lee. Lee's going to take a three, misses. Rebound, Dominic Green and Kofed Nielsen were fighting for it. Goes off Kofed Nielsen. I think that Rafferty just has height on Green, so it went off of his hand.
Exactly. I think that was the correct call, but just a full height equation of Kofed Nielsen. Just being a little bit taller and the last one to touch it.
Now, high post to Green. Ball comes loose, picked up by Gus Weber for Vachon. Weber into the key. Nothing there, so pass off to Dardot. Dardot into the key, stumbling his way to the hoop and is able to recover just in time to lay it in.
And a beautiful crossover to avoid that help defender's outstretched hand as Dardot was driving to the bucket. That was nice.
Now, Indoritu with a lot of moves and going nowhere. Back pass out to Lee. Lee gets a little seam in the key. He goes in, puts up a shot, misses everything. Jude Dardot is there to collect it.
Block and the rebound by Dardot.
Yep. 23-5 Vachon. And now Dardot with an errant pass meant for Kofed Nielsen, and Lee intercepts it. And now we're going to get Rafferty on the foul as he tried to regain possession. So That's his second foul of the game.
The backdoor cutup setup was there.
Yeah.
And they made the Rafferty Nelson made that backdoor cut, but a little bit of a force from Stromberg.
Castro back in the game for Jude Dardot, who will sit down along with Gus Weber, Coley, and Stromberg. Charles Wright, Park with the ball, looking the high post to Vanderblog. They're not using Vanderblog very much. Yeah, it's Endoritu going to the hoop, and he floats up about an eight-footer over the whole defense, moon ball, and it scores.
I can see Vanderpont coming, which he is coming up to the high post, but maybe then setting a ball screen if he doesn't get the high post entry pass, but he's kind of arriving at the high post, doesn't receive an entry pass, and then moves along.
And now a long pass up the floor by Charles Wright as Vashon's defense was still in the backcourt. Charles Wright able to score 23-9. Now Coley splits two defenders for Charles Wright and then has an open lane all the way to the hoop with no one in front of him. He scores easily.
Very nice crossover by Coley.
Vanderblog now with the ball over to Endoritu. Down to Lee. Lee's going to have a three from the near corner. Misses. Vanderblog knocks it away, but Sage Stromberg there to grab it for Vashon. Stromberg will bring it into front court and give it off to Nolan Castro. Castro going to take a three of his own. Rims off backside. Lee on the rebound for Charles Wright, bringing the ball quickly up the floor, trying to get the baseline, and gets called for an offensive foul. He pushed up on Jess Weber when he tried to get the baseline.
Yeah, good call. He did extend his arm there, and great defense by Jess Weber to keep in front of him. Kind of a quick matchup there.
That is Ty Ty Lee's third foul of the game. So didn't realize that. Three team fouls for Vashon, two for Charles Wright. 25-9 with 2:30 to go in the first half. Sage Stromberg working with the ball for Vashon. Castro trying to get into the lane, throws up a shot off of the glass. Rafferty there to rebound it, put it back, but he doesn't have quite enough on it to get it up. And so then he got the rebound again. Did he step on the baseline?
I think he stepped on the baseline just a little bit.
As he got the rebound, so ball over to Charles Wright. And Toritu with it. Going to pass it off to Kerr Fourier for Charles Wright. Oh, and as Park is working with the ball, Adrian Park, Castro knocks away and out of bounds. So with 16 seconds on the shot clock, Charles Wright will start the possession anew. They inbound it to Endoritu. Endoritu trying to get into the key, but too much pirate defense as Castro knocks it away. And quickly before tries to hit Stromberg, but Stromberg has it knocked away by Charles Wright and Sullen. And then Endoritu all the way down, tries to lay it in, ball rims in and out. Jude Dardot rebounds it for Vashon. And now we have a whistle on the floor. We'll get a foul on the floor going against Charles Wright. That will go against Kerr Fourier for Charles Wright, his first of the game. Third team foul for Charles Wright. Gus Weber out. Owen Coley back in. I think Owen was the one sitting down.
Yeah, just a brief break for Coley.
Yep. So Coley working with the ball now against Dominic Green. Blows right by Green. Goes to the hoop. High, but ball rims off. Sage Stromberg is there to grab the rebound, though, for Vashon. Minute 20 to go in the first half. Nolan Castro with the ball, going to go down the right seam of the key, up off the glass, misses, ball comes out, and as Kerr Fourier gathers it, he goes to the ground, kind of slides across the court, and is called for traveling.
Yeah, there's a lot of bodies hitting the ground on that last possession, including Rafferty.
Yeah. So Vashon will inbound from the far sideline. Jude Dardot to do it, passes into Sage Stromberg. Nolan Castro with it, crosses over as he had a lane going to the left, an open lane that they just gave him, and as he goes into the lay-in, he's fouled by Vanderblog.
Yeah, and Charles Wright coach not too happy. what appears to be Vanderslaw. He could have stayed on the ground and kind of just jumped right on the Castro.
Yeah.
But good aggressive take, as usual, by Castro.
Yeah. But Park was on Castro's right side and kind of preventing him from dribbling around the top of the arc. And
kind of
a lane opened
up
to the left. It was like Castro crossed over and said, I'll take that. Yeah, all the way to the hoop. Castro hit one of two free throws with a minute two to go. 26-9 Vashon in the first half. Yeah, Park with the ball, going to give it off to Fourier. He's looking at high post to Vanderblog, but not there. There was not enough distance between Park and Vanderblog. Park into the key, stolen, knocked away by Dardot, and stolen by Dardot up the floor to Coley. And as Coley passes to Castro, Castro had a thought differently than going to the hoop, and it was moving too fast and ends up traveling.
Yeah, kind of got caught in between decisions and was moving too fast for himself.
Yep. Charles Wright working with the ball. 30 seconds to go in the half. About 10-second differential with the shot clock. Indurito hits Vanderblog at the high post. Vanderblog takes the shot, misses, and rebound Vashon. Owen Coley going to go for a last shot. Shot clock is off. 15 seconds to go in the half. Vashon working with the ball. Coley now starts to move, crosses over. It's going to take a three. It's going to be too high. Bouncing off the rim and hits one of the guy wires that supports the backboard, and that is out of bounds. So with 4 seconds to go, it'll go to Charles Wright.
A nice crossover move, but I don't know if that was the shot Coach Larson was looking for to get a half.
Yeah, I'm not sure it was either. As time runs out, Charles Wright takes a half-court shot, misses, and Vashon goes in with a 26-9 lead.
A healthy lead as they go into the second half, but maybe a couple of things to clean up. A couple of, you know, I think sloppy turnovers in my opinion, but really impressed with the tightness of that 2-3 zone Vashon is running. They are not letting anything into the paint, and we'll see how it goes in the second half. And
healthy knee is what they've got taped up. Teammates are helping Brent back to the locker room for the halftime, and they have his knee wrapped up, and he's maybe putting just a tad bit of weight on it, anyway.
And I was looking over to see if he was still on the bench, and I wasn't at first, and I was curious to see what part of his body was going
I thought it was his ankle, but
it was a pure knee. And a Charles Wright player also limping to the locker room, too, and it appeared to be an ankle still for him.
Right, so that was Jeremy Njonga who twisted his ankle. So I think with that, I guess what I saw from the Pirates in that second quarter, first quarter they looked pretty good, pretty tight, pretty solid on the passing. Second quarter got a little bit sloppy. They only scored 10 points and just had a lot more maybe not quality possessions where they were forcing stuff at the hoop and making some passes that were ill-advised.
And a couple, and I see it much more last season. I think it's been the biggest leap is limiting the turnovers between last season and this season. But I did notice a couple where they make force a turnover on the defensive end and then very quickly after have an errant pass of their own while they're transitioning and going back down on the floor, and then that it's kind of the turnover that they force by being sloppy with it and being too fast with it immediately after getting the ball down the floor kind of makes the turnover that they worked hard for so moot in the first place. And that is a couple of cases of that this time around in this game, but of course it is minute compared to the improvement from last season.
Yep. So with that, folks, I think we're going to take a break. Want to say thank you to Dan Shuler for getting us on the air tonight back in the Voice of Vashon booth, the production manager. And I want to thank Voice of Vashon for all they do for Vashon High School and Pirate Sports, getting multiple sports on the air so that you can hear what the kids are doing out there on the play field or on the court, and it's just a wonderful thing that they've given this community. With that, I think we're going to take our break now, and I just want to say, go Pirates! Welcome back, everyone, to the Voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketballs. We are about to start the second half of the boys' game with the Vashon Pirates leading the Charles Wright Terriers 26-9. And as we start the second half, Pirates are going to put on the floor Jude Dardot, Sage Stromberg, Nolan Castro, Owen Coley, and Rafferty Kofed Nielsen. Unfortunately, Brent Calhoun went out early in the game with what appears to be a knee injury. So he's done for the evening, hopefully not for the season. Owen Coley takes a three from the corner, misses, rebound, Endoritu for the Terriers. All the way down, spins into the key off of Jude Dardot and able to put up shot and score for the Terrier. Del Coley quickly into the key. A little bit too hard off the glass as he got to the rim. Misses rebound. Charles Wright now. Long pass up the floor by Ty Lee. Trying to hit Park, Adrian Park, for the Terriers. And just leaves him too far. Ball goes out of bounds back to the Pirates.
And this is definitely Charles Wright, the easiest bucket so far in the game.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Let's see Vashon tighten up the defense a little bit more.
Yeah. Now Rafferty into the key against Vanderplug. Nice spin move to his left. And just finds himself open at the hoop. A little shot off the glass and scoring. So Rafferty, Kofed Nielsen with a beautiful move there.
Beautiful step in and spin move by Kofed Nielsen.
Charles Wright with the ball. Adrian Park going to take a three, and he hits it. That may be their first three of the game.
Yeah,
so
they're coming out striking.
Yeah, yeah. Charles Wright, 5 quick points to start the second half. 6:45 to go in the third quarter. Straight Sage Stromberg takes a three and equals Park with a score of his own.
Yeah,
31-14. Charles Wright setting up the offense, trying to go high post to Vanderplug. Vanderplug can't handle it, but Owen Coley there can, and he goes coast to coast and lays it in. Owen Coley.
He passed up about 3 Charles Wright players en route to the basket.
Yeah, I don't think, I don't know if anybody on Charles Wright can catch up with Owen Coley. He is fast.
Yeah.
Charles Wright with the ball here and a 19-point deficit. Got Ty lead dribbling into the center, passes off, but he was called for traveling by one of the officials prior to passing the ball.
Yeah, just an extra step in the lane there.
Nolan Castro will bring the ball in front court, walking it up, allowing the offense to set up. Jude Dardot gets the first pass, and as they try and hit Owen Coley, cutting along the baseline, knocked away by Charles Wright. Picked up by Dominic Green, and we're going to get a foul grab by one of the Pirates. That will go against Sage Stromberg, his first foul of the game.
That's a tight window to force that pass into.
Yep. Ty Lee with the ball now. Over. Ball comes loose, but Lee gets it back. Working against Sage Stromberg. And Lee wants to take a shot, but can't. Stromberg was right there in his face, and Endoritu. He dribbles into the key, stops, and then pops forward and it gets called to traveling.
Almost identical to the last possession. Just an extra step in the lane for Charles Wright.
Yep. Nolan Castro going to dribble up, give it off to Coley. Coley now looking for a seam into the key. Bounce pass into Rafferty, Kofed Nielsen. Too much defense. They're knocked away by Charles Wright. And wow. As Castro finds a cutting Sage Stromberg when he got the ball back. Stromberg falling forward, splits 2 defenders, puts a lot of English on the ball, a lot of spin. It goes off the glass and drops to the hoop for a 35-14 score.
Castro fired that pass at about 75 miles an hour at him, too.
Yeah, maybe that's what knocked Stromberg over. And now Owen Coley gets the hoop, misses the lay-in, but Rafferty Kofed Nielsen is there for the rebound. Tries to get Castro inside. Kofed Nielsen trying to dribble out of trouble. Gets the ball taken by Endoritu, and a foul goes. going against co-fed Nielsen as he tried to stop Andreescu from getting too far from him.
A nice ball movement, and Castro actually set him up. Rafferty had an open look in the corner three and didn't take it, and Castro told him afterwards, go ahead and shoot that again. He's already 2 for 2.
Yeah, no kidding. So, ball comes loose. Ty Lee, though, gets it back for Charles Wright. Over to Adrian Park. Park takes a three from the far corner. Ball comes out, picked up by Stromberg. Stromberg dribbling up the floor, and Andreescu will foul Stromberg before he gets too far down the floor. So, that is the second team foul for Charles Wright, and the first for Dante Andreescu. Now, Stromberg inbounds for Vachon. Nolan Castro gets the ball. He's going to set up the offense, calling out the play, trying to direct traffic where he wants the player. Now gets the high screen from Nunez Hernandez, who's in the game. Castro into the key, throws pass out on the wing to Nolan Castro. Down low to Jude Dardot. Dardot drives baseline, kicks it out to Stromberg for a three. Stromberg misses the three. Charles Wright on the rebound. Andreescu quickly up the floor, into the key, spin move in the key. Working against Jude Dardot, and I think they're going to call Dardot for a foul.
Yeah. Well, a little touchy there.
Yeah.
Not bad defense by Dardot at all.
Yeah, no. It wasn't like he was reaching or doing anything. He just kind of... Andreescu was moving fast, and they kind of collided. And
he's kind of been their catalyst on offense as well.
Yes, he has. So now, ball goes into Dominic Green. Green shot off the glass, misses, rebound. Nunez Hernandez, Luis into the game for Rafferty co-fed Nielsen. As I think Rafferty picked up his third foul there. Now we got Sage Stromberg going to the hoop. Passes off to Nunez Hernandez. Nunez dribbles out of trouble and back into the key. Throws up a shot, misses, rebound. Ty Lee for Charles Wright. Lee, a lot of fancy dribbling, not going anywhere.
Seemed like the name of the game for Vashon's defense. Famously dribbling around, but they don't let you inside the three-point line.
Yeah, exactly. Charles Wright trying to find any seam they can. Not able to. Ty Lee still working with the ball. Over to Vanderblog, and Vanderblog, as he starts his move to the basket from out on the near wing, gets called for traveling.
Just fantastic on-ball defense by Nunez Hernandez, who's coming off the bench, having to switch off onto their fastest player and keep them in front of them perfectly, forcing a turnover.
Owen Coley is going to take a three for Vachon. Owen buries the three.
Nice ball screen to free up Owen there.
And now the ball comes loose, and I don't know why Ty Lee wasn't picking it, but Nolan Castro does. Castro gets the ball back, and as he goes to the hoop, he throws up a shot, but they call him for traveling.
There's a lot of action down there, so I couldn't quite see the travel, but it looks like a lot of foul contact.
Yeah. I think sometimes with Castro, his feet are so fast. he just get ahead of him, yeah. Yep. Charles Wright with the ball, Andreescu over to Ty Lee, down to Adrian Park in the near corner. Park hits another three for Charles Wright, bringing the score to 38-17 with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Sage Stromberg with the ball. Dominic Green bumping him, and but Stromberg just keeps backing him down and tries to get into the key, but finally Green gets called for the foul.
Yeah, nice dribbling by Stromberg. Had a very, very high-pressure defense on him, and the spin move helps create a little space.
So now Coley gets the inbound pass after the foul and takes the three and misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds over to Charles Wright. Charles Wright working with the ball, going high post to Ty Lee. Lee into the key for a long time. They finally call him for 3 seconds.
Just great defense by Nunez Hernandez. Finds himself switched on to Ty Lee again. Still shuts him down.
Castro brings the ball into front court. Owen Coley gets it out on the wing and then bounce pass to it, cutting Nolan Castro, and Castro gets the hoop and scores.
Yeah, Castro just kind of out-muscled Lee in the paint there.
Yeah. Now Dominic Green out of the short corner takes a shot, misses everything. Owen Coley there quickly with the ball is going to take it all the way down. Finally gets a little caught in traffic, kicks it out to Nolan Castro. Castro back out high to Dardot, and Stromberg now gets the ball. He's going to reset the offense. And Stromberg dribbles in. The ball gets knocked away by Indorito, picked up by Vanderblog. Vanderblog tries to pass up four, stolen by Castro. Castro goes to the hoop. Wild, crazy shot. Misses. Charles Wright on the rebound. And Ty Ty Lee now working against Owen Coley. It's getting a little ragged out here.
Yeah, getting a little squirrely. Vanderpool just had an up and under for his first bucket of the game.
Yep. Now, Owen Coley working with the ball. Takes a shot after a spin move in the middle of the key. Misses. Indorito on the rebound. Indorito going to take it all the way down. Kind of with a nice, fancy move at the basket.
And
it off the glass.
The Pirates needed to get back a little faster.
Yeah.
There was no reason he was able to get in front of all of that defense in transition.
So we're talking about quality possessions here. Now, I think I'd be good to see Coach Larson maybe call a timeout and kind of, well, he's waiting for
seconds. Yeah, kind of use this break.
Yep, the third quarter about to end. And now, as Owen Coley bounce passes to Nunez Hernandez, Hernandez into the key, misses his shot, rebound, Charles Wright. Charles Wright worked the ball up the floor. Ty Ty Lee was under the basket, takes the shot that is fouled by Luis Nunez Hernandez. So Lee going to the line for two shots with 1.4 seconds left on the game clock, with Vachon leading 40-21. Lee's first shot, nothing but net, hits that. Going to get Rafferty back in for Luis Nunez Hernandez for the last 1.4 seconds. Lee takes his next shot. It's going too hard off the back glass. Ball comes loose, pinballs around before anyone can corral it. Time runs out. So as we head into the fourth quarter, Vachon is up by 18 points.
18 points, and they lost that quarter.
Yeah, so they did lose that quarter. That's right, because
they were up 19, I believe, at half.
Yeah, it was 26-9.
Oh, okay, so it was close.
Yeah, it was about even. Vachon 14 and Charles Wright 13. But
you said a couple of mental lapses, I think. I've seen kind of the dreaded thing that no coach wants here, not getting back on defense.
Yeah.
And I saw a couple possessions from them doing a little bit of jogging down the floor, and Charles Wright was able to get behind it and either have a layup or, like, Ty Ty on that last possession had two free throws because somehow he ended up with the ball under the bucket in transition with the Pirates kind of jogging a little bit. So we'll see what Coach Larson says as they go into the fourth quarter. Still a very healthy lead, and I think they'll tighten it back up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope so, because the thing is, Charles Wright is not a real good team. And Vachon, when they get into the better teams, can't play with.
Cannot have these kinds of mental.
Yeah.
That will bite you. That can cost you games.
Yeah. So after the third quarter break, both teams are back out on the floor. Vachon will start with Coley, Kofed Nielsen, Dardot, Stromberg, and Castro. Charles Wright will have the possession.
They're going into a man-to-man defense for the Pirates instead of zone.
Mm-hmm. And now Indorito into the key, going to kick it out to Vanderplog. Vanderplog makes his move, and he goes to the hoop. He gets fouled by Rafferty, Kofed Nielsen. So he'll go to the line for two, miss the shot.
Good athletic take by Vanderplog.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, kind of been waiting all game to see him do that.
Yeah, and it does seem like he's definitely got the capability, so let's see if we see more of that in the fourth quarter.
Vanderplug misses the first of his two free throws. Now we get Gus Weber in and Rafferty, Kofed, Neil Simon. That's Rafferty's fourth foul of the game, so we'll probably see him a little bit down the road to wind things up. But and Vanderplug hits the second of his two free throws. Deficit is now 17 points for Charles Wright. Nolan Castro with the ball in front court, dribbles down low, hands it off to Dardot out high, and now Dardot hits a cutting fade. Stromberg from the weak side. Stromberg has an easy lane to the basket and scores.
Beautiful weak side cut by Stromberg, and great job by Dardot to recognize it and see that.
Yep. And that's what the Pirates need, is to work on those things.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Now Vanderplog, after a missed shot, got the rebound. shoots it back from middle to key, misses. Nolan Castro on the rebound. Down to Sage Stromberg. Stromberg behind the back dribble trying to get around Dominic Green, but Green's giving him nothing, so has to go back out high to Castro. Nolan gives it back to Stromberg. It was cutting around high from him, and Pirates working the ball around. Castro's going to take a three. Ball misses, and Sage Stromberg comes up with it for Vashon, resetting the shot clock, new possession. Gus Weber, who's in the game for the Pirates, and Stromberg takes a three, misses, and as the ball comes up, you get Ty Ty Lee getting the rebound, but falls to the court and out of bounds, so no call by the official, so Vashon gets the possession.
Yeah, a bit of contact there, but maybe it seemed kind of equivalent from both players.
Yeah. Now, Sage Stromberg down to Jude Dardot. Dardot takes a three near corner, misses. Owen Cooley going high to tip the ball away on the rebound, tips it to himself. Dribble drive, three dribbles to the basket, and lays it in.
Smooth.
Yeah, it was. 44-23 now. Endoritu with the ball. Going to give it off to Park. Park tries to get around Gus Weber, but Weber giving him no room to do that. Rotates around to Endoritu, near side wing. Endoritu into the key. Kind of throws a crazy shot up, actually blocked by Sage Stromberg. Stromberg gets called for the foul. Foul must be with the body because it wasn't on the hand.
All ball.
Yeah, it was all ball. So Dante Endoritu hits the first of his two free throws. Pirates leading 44-24 with 5:57 to go in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is away, and he hits that one as well. Now we're going to get a timeout taken by the Charles Wright coach. And we're getting a full timeout. So, well, the Pirates do look like they reset, you know, so far in the fourth quarter here, because that third quarter was ragged.
And, yeah, exactly. Great point. Several, I think they've had all quality possessions on the offensive side so far in the fourth quarter. A few offensive rebounds. In several cases, it's just making the extra pass. You may think one of them's going up to the bucket, and they actually hit the extra pass, which gives them an even more open look. So, yeah, lead back up to 19, and it's just testament to Coach Larson to be able to rein him back in, tighten him back up, and say, hey, we're up 20 points.
Right.
But we had a bad quarter in the third quarter, and that's not us, and that's going to cost us late in the season. So good to see them tighten it back up here, and I expect to finish strong as we wind down the fourth. We saw a little, kind of missed what the student section was chanting during the fourth quarter. I don't know if
that. The leaders are here, getting them fired up. The band has left.
The band had another gig to go to.
Yeah.
For the boys game and part of it, but love seeing the band come out, and I think another good crowd tonight as well.
Yeah. So Pirates working with the ball after the possession. Castro thinks three from the far corner. Nothing there. Kicks out Stromberg. Say Stromberg thinks three and hits three from the far side wing. 47-25. Vashon, 5:30 to go in the game. Charles right now with the possession. Pirates staying with the man-to-man defense, and I think all the defenses have sort of frustrated Charles Wright so far.
Yeah, and they seem to have really locked in on only man-to-man at the start of the fourth quarter, so I wonder if that was a tactic for Coach to, hey, we're going to really get to work this fourth quarter and keep our mental game strong, since they did have that sloppy third quarter and no zone. We're going man to man. We're ratcheting it up. So I like what I see about the from zone as well as man to man defense this game.
Gus Weber fouled Dante Endoritu on the last possession. Endoritu has two free throws, and he hit the first of his two. Gets the second one, lining it up, and hits that one as well. So Endoritu has hit all of his free throws tonight.
Yeah, he's been a great offensive player for Charles Wright tonight.
Now Sage Stromberg, open three. Sage Stromberg hits the open three again. Near side wing,
And Drummer, back-to-back threes.
I don't know if Charles Wright did get back, but he was just wide open. There was no one within 15 feet of him.
That was wide open, and then a contested three on the previous possession. Both Dardot and Strongberg have had great games tonight.
Yeah. So now, injury to go into the hoop, and we're going to get a foul, I think, going against Dardot again as Enderitu was driving. So that is Jude's third foul of the game. Pirates have four team fouls this quarter against none for Charles Wright.
Now we have Bresnik checking in.
Yeah, we have Oliver Bresnik checking in. On the inbound play, I guess the last one wasn't on the shot. Goes into Vanderplug. Vanderplug misses shot. Rebound. Owen Coley is going to give it off to Gus Weber. Weber over to Sage Stromberg near side wing. Stromberg dribble out high. Working against Ty Ty Lee. Over past Nolan Castro. Ball comes out of Castro's hands. Castro gets it back. Tries to hit it, cutting Gus Weber in the key, but throws it a little bit high and intercepted by Vanderplug for Charles Wright. And Dorito working with the ball now as they try and set up the Charles Wright offense against the man-to-man defense of Vachon. And Dorito starts his move, cut off by Castro. Castro bodying him up, doing a nice job of Brendan from getting into the key. Now, Ty Ty Lee with a shot. He misses it. Ball's loose on the floor. Finally picked up by Nolan Castro. Castro is going to take it all the way down and in. It was kind of a hard drive to the basket. I thought it might be come off the glass a little bit too hard, but it finds its way through the hoop. So Nolan Castro with a nice drive to score for Vachon, 52-27. Now,
a Euro step by Castro there.
And Dorito is going to take a three. Ball hits off the front iron, kicked way out to Ty Ty Lee. Now Lee into the key, and we're going to have a foul on the floor going against Nolan Castro.
In the little light.
Yeah. .326 to go to the game, but that was the fifth team foul, so that is going to put Ty Ty Lee on the free throw line. First free throw is away, and he hits that. Well, Charles Wright has shot their free throws well.
They have shot their free throws very well.
Yeah.
They're free for a reason.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a superpower.
Those are difference makers in games.
Absolutely.
How many games have you seen lost because the team couldn't hit free throws?
Absolutely.
Lee missed his second free throw. Rebound by Vachon. Barred up the floor. Three ball by Stromberg. Missed. Jude Dardot had the rebound. Takes it out. Takes a three of his own. Rebound Owen Coley. Coley put the shot back up and missed it. Ty Ty Lee finally on the rebound with Charles Wright. Kicks it out to Adrian Park near side corner. Ball's shot is missed. Now Ty Ty Lee comes up with a loose ball. Goes into the key. Kind of an English off the glass. Misses. No, Owen Coley on the rebound. Takes it coast to coast and lays it in. So 54-28. 2:40 to go in the game. Charles Wright working with a Vanderplug near side corner. Tries to get the baseline, but Coley won't give it to him. Has to pass, long pass out before he steps out of bounds. Now Ty Ty Lee into the key. Takes a shot from the free throw line. Misses. And as Oliver Bresnik went for the ball, I thought he got held by Charles Wright defender because all of a sudden he couldn't move.
He was going for the ball, and then he stopped being able to go for the ball.
But there is a no call. That was Seton Wong who I thought fouled Bresnik, but nothing. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Vachon's possession with 2:23 to go in the game. Stromberg with the ball. Pass over to Rafferty Kofit Nielsen and a little bit lazy and kind of stolen by Vanderplug, but loses the handle on it. And now they call a foul against Rafferty Kofit Nielsen as Vanderplug had the steal, and that was Rafferty's fifth foul of the game.
Oh, he had just checked back in, too.
Yeah.
It was surprising.
Yeah. So, but that was started with a sloppy pass.
Yep.
And, you know, Nielsen was trying to you know, prevent an easy lay-in by Vanderblog after a sloppy pass.
Yep.
And gets called for his fifth foul. Now, Vanderblog misses both of his free throws, picked up by Owen Coley. Coley's going to take it down the floor, but gets fouled on the floor by one of the Terriers. That's going to go against Endoritu, his second foul of the game, first team foul of the quarter for Charles Wright. Bash on inbounds to Sage Stromberg in the backcourt. Stromberg going to dribble down low, give it off to Coley. Coley into the key. Coley spin move in the key, kicks it out to Stromberg. Pirates look like they're going to try and take time off the clock and just keep the possession. Stromberg, he dribbled way out into the corner, and as he started his move, he gets fouled by Ty Lee.
And Stromberg had a look there at the top of the key, but I do think he pulled back just now or some 2 minutes of smart basketball. Up 30, or yep. Up 25.
Pirates inbound the ball. Coley has it now. Endoritu on defense. Coley gets around Vanderblog and actually uses Vanderblog to screen Endoritu and gets a lay-in down the left seam of the key and lays it in. So two more for Owen Coley.
The Owen Coley finger roll.
Yeah, yeah.
Got that move.
It is a pretty looking shot,
it is,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Now with a minute 25 to go in the game, Gus Weber in getting a little instruction from
nice.
Ben Larson on the sideline as he comes up to the near side wing. Owen Coley was cutting along the baseline. One bounce pass to Coley, and Coley lays in another shot.
8-29. Textbook backdoor cut, beautifully executed by Weber and Coley.
Ty Lee with the ball down low to Vanderblog. Vanderblog tries dribbling the key, but cut off by Coley. Steps back, picks a long three, misses. Rebound by Gus Weber, and now we're going to get a timeout on the floor taken by Coach Ben Larson. That's going to be a 30-second timeout.
I think they're going to get, looks like he's swapping in a few of the players. I think he's got Jackson Tracy, Nunez Hernandez, and Pearson Gunther.
Yeah.
Checking in for the Pirates as we wind down the last minute of
that
the game.
That is not Jackson Tracy. Jackson
nope.
Has not played this year. That is, I think it's Pearson Gunther going in for the Pirates. Along with DTA Miller, Gus Weber will stand before Oliver Bresnik, and Luis Nunez Hernandez. Pearson Gunther, I'm not sure. Oh, he's a sophomore. DTA Miller is a freshman. So DTA into the key, going to kick it over to Bresnik, far corner, and down low to DTA. DTA thought about taking a three. Doesn't, dribbles around the defender, pulls up, takes a 15-foot jumper, misses it, rebound, Charles Wright.
I love the aggressiveness, getting a shot up.
Yeah,
the,
yeah,
in the
yeah.
Game. Almost went in, too.
Probably just determined, I'm going to take a shot if I get in there.
In the box score.
There you go. Yep. And now, that I can't believe Endoritu wasn't called for traveling on that, but he wasn't, but he missed the shot. Rebound, Vashon. I think the referees probably just want it to end, too.
Yeah.
Down to 10 seconds in the game. And Gus Weber will just keep the ball out high. No defense from Charles Wright. And as the clock hits zero, Vashon has another victory in the book. So a win by the Pirates. I wouldn't say it was the prettiest game, but, you know, a win is a win. And they did a lot of good things.
Yeah. You know, you take a 30-point win, regardless of two, and I think, yes, there's a good takeaway. I think we left on a good note with how they played that fourth quarter
yeah.
compared to the third.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
9-2.
Yeah, yeah.
Starting to roll.
Yeah, having a good season so far. So next week they get, I think on Tuesday night, they have Life Christian. Life Christian's always tough. And then Friday, the next few games might be away. Just looking at the schedule here so we can tell you.
But, maybe actually next the 16th, I believe, we might have a game here against East Jefferson.
Okay. So next Friday night, Pirates will be back in action against East Jefferson here at the Vashon High School gym. And everybody, if you can't come to the gym, and I hope that you will. It's a lot of fun watching the Pirates play,
yeah,
both the girls and the boys.
Fun this year.
Then you can listen to it on the Voice of Vashon. So worldwide on the web at voiceofvashon.org or 101.9 on the FM dial. Anyways, thanks to Dan Schuler and the Voice of Vashon for putting us on the air. We're going to sign off at this time. So Mark Schneider and John Yates, want to thank you for being with us. And just wherever you go, just remember, go Pirates.
Go Pirates.